In Britain, communism was treated with greater toleration. Communists were discriminated against, yes. They were removed from secret government work, and many found their career progression blocked by anti-communist superiors. But there was no equivalent of the anti-communist witch hunts seen across the Atlantic. Communists were pretty much left alone, and often formed small communities of their own with their own cultural preferences and leisure activities. The comedian Alexei Sal recalls growing up with his communist parents. They refused to allow him to go and see the newly reissued Bambi at the cinema. Ardent communists, they reviled Walt Disney's own rabid McCarthyism. But to make up for little Alexei's disappointment, however, they took him to see the silent art film made in the Soviet Union, shown at the Unity Theatre in Liverpool. I don't know how much it made little Alexei feel any better, but it certainly shows what a communist childhood could be like in Britain. The importance of the family unit was also a big factor in preparing people for nuclear war. The prospect of experiencing attack with nuclear weapons was probably the most common way for the Cold War to affect ordinary families. Virtually everyone, it seemed, wondered what a nuclear war would be like. Some became very scared by the idea, but others tried not to think about it.